This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
A new report from the real estate website Zillow says renting is getting very expensive in many parts of the country. Of course, buying and selling a house tends to involve enormous transaction costs. But that said, month to month, the report finds the cost of rent has skyrocketed in 88 of the country's top 100 markets. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has more.
The rent's too damn high. You hear that from L.A. to New York. Zillow says the median rent in July for a condo, single-family home, or co-op was more than $1,300 a month. Part of the problem?
Rents really never had that reset that we saw in home values.
That's Svenja Gudell, a housing economist at Zillow. She says demand increased after the housing bubble burst because many people lost their homes to foreclosure and had to rent. Gudell says that increased demand has pushed rents up 2 to 5% a year.
And incomes haven't kept up with that growth.
Zillow says if you compare the national median gross income and median rent, people signing a lease in June paid almost a third of their income to their landlords. In some places, it's worse. Jamie Ross heads the Florida Housing Coalition.
Right now, we have over 900,000 very low-income households in Florida that are all paying more than half of their income for housing.
Ross says they're just one step away from homelessness. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.